Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball player Caden McGill. And Caden, welcome. Tough loss on Tuesday night against PCM. What was going through your mind? I know you didn't play a ton last year. Now you are one of the main guy, first guys out there. Head spinning a little bit first part of the game?
A little bit. It's a whole different level than it was on JV and even during the summer playing in Pella and playing down in Albia. We have a lot of young guys, and it's just going to take some time to get adjusted to it.
What are some of the big adjustments for you going from playing mostly JV last year and maybe getting in at the last few here and there now that you're out there right as the crowd's in full throat and ready to jump it up?
I'd say the main thing is probably the crowd, especially the students from the away schools are much more vocal in the varsity than they are in JV, and just obviously you're playing a lot better players.
New coach, Coach Pearson, and he's got you guys, with that shoot it early or as early as you can. What's that like? I know, a lot of teams are doing that this time, this day and age.
Yeah, it's a lot different than what we've done in the past. I think it's going to really help us next year when we get the shot clock. I think it'll be much easier to transition from not shot clock to having a shot clock.
What do you guys work on, moving forward? You don't have a game until next Tuesday when you head to Clark, so you got a full week to work on some things. Coach Pearson said defense. Is that something that's probably going to be stressed in practices coming up?
Yeah, we definitely need to work on our defense and transition and our communication on defense because they did a lot of screen action, and that was one of their main ways that they scored other than transition.
What's it been like for you just to, get basketball started and, going from fall to winter and, kind of turning the page there?
It's great. Basketball is my favorite sport, so it's nice to do something that isn't completely horrible like running.
Well, and, let's talk about the cross-country season. Wasn't too bad of a season for everybody.
It wasn't too bad. We had one kid, Seth Walriven, qualify for state, and we had probably our most consistent season at least since I've been here.
Now, of course, when you go, into practice and everything, obviously Coach Pearson, you've known him for, quite a while, being associated with the school. What's it like now having him as coach and, having kind of a newer coaching staff? You still got Coach Mick and Coach Keating. Now you got Coach McWilliams along with you, too.
They're doing a great job. It kind of helps that they're teaching us something completely different than we've learned in the past instead of different coaches trying to teach us the same thing. I think that definitely helps out.
All right. Caden, tough loss again, but best luck to you the rest of this year.
Thank you.